Good morning, everyone. On this spring day, I love the daily word today and all the talk about spring, new life. Even though it's raining, it's a beautiful day. And why is it a beautiful day? Because we're here. Have you ever noticed that Spirit has a way of giving us messages? Perhaps we open a book and there it is. Perhaps we run into three different people and they all have the same thing to say. That ever happened to anybody? Perhaps we have a reoccurring dream, some kind of a message that Spirit is trying to give to us. And sometimes it's on the car radio. One morning, some time ago, I was driving to work, and it was one of those mornings I was a little upset because things weren't working out just the way I had wanted them to. If we could only make this change and that change, if, you know, that could be a little different, and this person could move there, and, you know. Then I turned on the radio, and lo and behold, there was Michael Jackson. Anyone a Michael Jackson fan? And this is what I heard. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. Remember that song? Well, here's the words to that that really struck me, and don't worry, I'm not going to sing them. I'm looking at the man in the mirror, and we can say one, of course. I'm asking him to change his ways, and no message could have been clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. I'm looking at the one in the mirror. Wow, I thought Spirit sure was talking to me that morning. The mirror. So what is a mirror? You know, a mirror is that which reflects what's in front of it, isn't it? And we all use mirrors. Maybe you fellows straighten your tie. You know, for me, I put on my lipstick, comb my hair, work out at the gym in front of a mirror so I see if I'm doing the exercise correctly. And, you know, I think we've all gone like in front of a mirror, do these jeans make me look, you know? But that's the physical mirror. There's another mirror that we have, the mirror in here. The mirror that is there to reflect the authentic self that we are. That mirror that we look into and tells us where change starts in our life. That mirror that tells us we're responsible, that it starts here. That's that mirror that we have inside of us. And we go to great lengths not to look in that mirror. And I think one of the reasons that we do that is because it can be painful, isn't it? Sometimes we don't want to see what is reflecting back to us. And we go to great pains to avoid. We avoid, we deflect. Some of the ways that I think we avoid looking at ourself, our true self, is in unity we tend to gloss over. You know, we are so optimistic and upbeat in unity that sometimes we just pretend that the problem's not there. It's not there. We don't have to worry about it. We don't need to make a change. Everything is fine. But we also know that what we don't deal with keeps coming up again and again, doesn't it? Until we finally deal with it. So whatever is in our life is there for a blessing or to be healed so we can make whatever changes that we need to in our life. Not to gloss them over, but to really look at them. And then some of the other ways that we avoid is by guilt. I think that's a big one, people that I've counseled over the years. When we're feeling guilty, it's hard to look in the mirror at our authentic self because it really clouds our vision. And you know, there is that, what is called sometimes healthy guilt, our conscience, which is just telling us, I won't feel good if I'm doing that because it goes against my values. That's not the kind of guilt we're talking about. We're talking about the kind of guilt that is paralyzing. You know, things that we've carried around with us that we can't change. Maybe expectations that we put on ourselves that we can't meet and feel guilty about. Those kind of things keep us from really looking clearly in the mirror, that authentic self that we are. And then there's deflection. In psychology, we call that what? Projection. That we don't want to deal with stuff, so we blame someone else, we put it on someone else. But we know that that doesn't work either, because that doesn't solve our problem. So then what is the result of really looking in that inner mirror that we have, at the authentic self that we are, wanting to make the changes to our life that we want? Well, I believe that certainly, emotionally and spiritually, it's very important that we look in that mirror. Emotionally, because how it affects our interpersonal relationships. You know, not only affects how we feel, but how we interact with other people. There's nothing like an authentic person. Have you ever noticed that? Who are the people that we love the most? The people that are real, the people that are authentic. So the relationships that we have, when we're not in the middle of feeling guilty, when we're not avoiding, when we're not blaming, but just being who we are and allowing others to be who they are the relationships that flourish, are the ones that are successful. And then there's the spiritual relationship that we have when we are being authentic. You know, the 18th century playwright and philosopher Goethe said, "If God had wanted me otherwise, he would have created me otherwise." Isn't that a great quote? That who we are is enough. That the authentic self that we are is enough. That when we look in that mirror inside of us and see the truth of who we are, that Christ reflecting back at us, that's who we are. That's the truth of us. That is the most beautiful part of us. So letting all the other things get in the way of that reflection coming back to us, the reflection of the Christ in us, of who we are. So now I'm going to give you some work. Would you like to stand and sing? Well, I won't ask, would you like? Would you stand and sing? Okay. Okay, we're going to try one verse of this Michael Jackson song, okay? Now, you know the tune of it, right? I'm looking at the man in the mirror. Okay. And then I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could be clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make the change. Okay. We'll do it one line at a time. I actually had a recording of that and it failed this morning. So that's why I'm ad-libbing up here. So, okay. I'm looking at the one in the mirror. I'm looking at the one in the mirror. I'm asking him, her, to change their ways. I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been clearer. Am I messing this up? If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change. Take a look at I'm looking at the one in the mirror. I'm looking at the one in the mirror. I'm looking at the one in the mirror. Very good. Thank you. That was really good. Thank you. So knowing where change begins, looking at that mirror, that reflection inside of us, not trying to avoid it, not trying to project it onto anyone else, not getting caught up in guilt and all those things that cloud it. Knowing the wonderful results of that in our interpersonal relationships with others, certainly in our spiritual relationship with ourselves, because we're seeing that beautiful Christ that we are. And the wonderful gift that that gives back to the world is the authentic self that we are. You know, if we want to make the world a better place, and I think we all want that. I mean, I think certainly now, as I'm sure probably every generation says, oh, I've never seen things so chaotic and this and that. But it is a difficult time in our country. It's a difficult time in the world. And the only way that we make it better, the only way that we make a change is to make the change in here first, to take responsibility for who we are, to be the Christ that we are, to let that light shine from us out into the community, out into our country, and out into our world. So to make the world a better place, we take a look at ourselves and make that change. I'm looking at the one in the mirror. So we do give thanks for that inner mirror that we all have that reflects the beautiful Christ that lives in each and every one of us. And just imagine what a world this would be if that reflection of the Christ that we are was just reflecting out into the world. The love, the peace, the joy. But it all starts, I'm looking at the one in the mirror. And now let us join together in the wonderful affirmation that Unity churches say each and every Sunday all over this world, an affirmation of God's presence, God's power, together. There is only one presence in the universe and at work in my life, God the good, omnipotent.